You know, now that we're out of earshot of the headmaster, I really don't think you're qualified for this. I don't know what kind of strings you had to pull to get to study this coffin as an apprentice, but if you screw it up, it's on your head. I don't need you to roll your eyes at me. This coffin is the find of a century. There's no need to be flippant. You wouldn't believe the pushback we got from the archaeologists skilled on this. The only reason we have it is because we know there's something inside and it could be a vampire. Here we are. Remember, observe and report. Don't open it. Good luck. The coffin stands 12 feet tall, carved from a perfect white marble flecked with gold. It feels oppressive, like it's sucking the air out of the room, even though it's leaned harmlessly up against an empty laboratory wall. You work quietly, taking notes and measurements, speculating on the nature of it. And then you hear a whisper that seems to come from within your mind, curling through your ears like smoke. Oh, what a pretty apprentice. You shiver when you hear my voice. It's okay. Maybe it's just your imagination. You work so diligently. I've enjoyed watching you. The way your long fingers turn the pages of your notebook. I've been trying to get a sense of you. You're not the headmaster. You bear no signet ring. Who are you, pretty human? Do you have a name? Oh, so cold. You don't give your name to demons. Is that what they think I am? It's what you're trying to find out. So intrepid. Are you a pioneer then? Oh, so inquisitive. Why didn't I talk before? There was no one worth talking to. You are more interesting than your counterparts. There is a flexibility I see within you. You're not afraid to question things. Tell me, if something can be destroyed by the truth, does it deserve to be destroyed by the truth? I like that answer. And my laughter is rare. Consider it a gift. How did you put it? You don't blame the candle flame for the roaches in the pantry. Ooh, I like that. Although it tells me you probably grew up poor. They're the only ones that have such succinct colloquialisms. Oh, don't frown at me. I meant it as a compliment. The nobility don't get it, do they? Here's a secret for you. They never have. I'm feeling generous, and I want to see you smile. I'm sure you're so much prettier when you smile. And do they still say that one? I used to kill people for saying it. What am I? I don't want to give up the game. And this is the most fun I've had in ages. And I like learning about you, my pretty frowny poor apprentice. Oh, are you gonna march right over here and teach me a lesson? Oh, don't stop now. You should touch the casket. I heard them talking. I'm a relic, a piece of history. Don't you want to see what I feel like? I want to know that about you. Your skin looks very soft under those dark robes. And your eyes are bright. You're hydrated and healthy, aren't you? I love it when humans take care of themselves. You don't have much time. You might as well do what you can to extend it. Oh, I've offended you. I was trying to pay you a compliment. Don't be too hard on me. Life is very difficult when everyone you know leaves you eventually. Immortality is heartbreaking. Tell me, since you're just standing there looking at me, what would you do with eternity? Oh, and there it is. I can see it in your eyes. Time always wins. It kills everything eventually. Except me. What would you do? The power and knowledge you could accumulate. You could change the world. Rebuild it in your image. You could become a god. I can see the gears in your head turning. And why shouldn't they? Look at you. Healthy, brilliant, gifted, but shunted away in a laboratory. Made to measure a casket. What a waste. You hesitate. Because you know I'm right. Since I have you here, stunned into silence with the truth of my words, why don't I tell you another secret? When I spoke to you, I wanted to manipulate you. But the more I watched, the more I observed, the more difficult it became to place you. I need to elaborate. Such a student, always looking to learn. Very well. When you get to be my age, individuality fades away. It's harder to see people for people, They all wear the mask for the archetypes that you've known before. You don't understand. Soon, all you can see of new people are the bits and pieces of others you've known before. No one is new, no one is interesting. No one surprises you, but you. You're plucky, you're bold, you're inquisitive, underappreciated. I know you want more, and I know I want you. I knew it before you opened your mouth. I thought it was carnal, but you excite me. Yes, come closer. Come closer. It's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. I adore you. Every bone in your skeleton. Every drop of blood in your veins. Those bright eyes, those curious questions. Come closer. Sir, just touch the casket. Shh. It's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm going to free you. All you have to do is free me first. Don't tease me. Come on. Take your hand. Put it on the casket. Ooh, you're warm. I love it. There. Do you see the inscription glowing from your touch? It's okay. It's okay to take what you want. Speak the incantation. And I will give you everything. I am obsessed with you. That was a long nap. Look at you. Let me hold your chin in my hand. You are a vision. The most perfect human I've ever seen. I'm not a demon. No. No, darling. I am a vampire. You attribute too much evil to me. Just because I got locked up doesn't mean I'm a monster. Of course. They will come to check on you. We can't have that. Let us away. I will take you somewhere safe and warm. And I will hold you in my arms and make you as I am. Why wait? I need to gather my strength. I would never rush through something so intimate. I want you to take in one last sunrise before then. Take my hand. Thank you for trusting me. I'm going to build a better life for you, my obsession. I can't wait for you to see it.